Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Streaks at seven, the latest losing streaks at seven, the inevitability of the franchise losing 100 games for the year is now rock solid since they're at 95 with 2 weeks still left. And I'm gonna summon the strength for you today to come up with something positive, and it's a legit positive. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. And why wouldn't you be at this point? I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that I hope you'll check out, if only for your own sanity, really. Cubs 3, Pirates 2. I don't care. You don't care. And way more intriguing than all of that, they don't care either, at least not the people who run the team. But that's not my focus today. Today, it's going to be about Mitch Keller. I am going to take the unusual step of picking my own personal and thus completely meaningless team MVP and have it be Mitch Keller. Mitch Keller has a 5-12 record, for those of you who still pay attention to pitching wins and losses, and I would strongly recommend against doing that for all kinds of reasons. But with this performance last night, 6 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks, his ERA dropped below 3.99 in mid-May. When he'd been ignominiously bumped from the rotation, not that he didn't deserve it, but it was still ignominiously, you can look it up. He's gone from 6.5 to this, to 3.99. Now, you don't get a trophy for an ERA that's below 4. But the consistency that we've witnessed from him this summer is something that... Look, there's a lot of bad stuff that's happened in 2022 to this team and really to the organization as a whole. And there's a lot of it that you would happily have accepted if you could have had just this one outcome, just what he's been able to do. Because even though this process has been hugely frustrating at times, 2019, 2020, 2021, waiting for this kid to put this talent that he has, this incredibly live arm, the smarts that he has, and to become a pitcher, to become someone who gets guys out on poise and guile in addition to his stuff, and who does it regardless of the opponent or the caliber of the lineup, and who does it over the span of half a season with barely a blip in there other than that one start at PNC Park, you'll recall it, just about a month ago where he complained of fatigue. That's it. He's been one of the better starting pitchers in Major League Baseball in that span. And that should I'm always going to underscore words like that, should mean a lot to the people running the team. They should be seeing this young man as a pivotal piece of their future. They should. Here I go again. Let's instead hear a little bit of what Mitch had to say afterward.
It's definitely exciting, especially where I started. I think I was over a six. So just to get it down there and hopefully keep going here. I've got two or three more left and trying to get it down as low as possible. I mean, I'm doing good things out there and trying to help the team win.
Good for him, man. I'm serious. Good for him. I'm happy for him. This is just a terrific kid who had to answer a lot of difficult questions over these years and had to take a lot of tough criticism over these years. And I know that since I, you know, was a participant in a lot of that myself.
This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
I'm tempted, I really am, to swing back to all the things that the organization's doing wrong and why even somehow Keller blossoming this year can become a negative for this franchise, depending on how they react or, more appropriately, don't react to it. But I'm not going to do that. People that I've criticized along the way, meaning around Keller, I'm instead going to give a tip of the cap here. Oscar Marin, a guy that I've been, for a couple of years now. Even if he didn't have all that much to do with Keller coming around, even if that had to do a lot more with people that have influenced Keller from the outside and Keller himself and whatever else, great. If you're going to rip the pitching coach for all the guys who don't get better, better give it to him for the ones who do. I'll give it up here in this context to Derek Shelton, because he really, really likes Keller and really took him under his wing as only a manager can. That's not something a pitching coach can do. I'll give it up to Ben Cherington and his development staff and to his instructors for working with Keller, for jointly making the decision with Shelton to take him out of the rotation in late May. It might have looked a little bit rash or over the top to some, but it's been the launching point for nothing less than the rest of his career. So, see, I did it. I did it. A whole positive segment. I'm going to end that with J1Q, I'll bet.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Today's J1Q comes from Joe in Nebraska, who asks, DK, which players do you think passed this year's tryouts, which will be a part of the 2023 team? Joe, that would be a capital N / capital A. If you can think of one, you go right ahead and share that with me, but I can probably guess from the way that you asked the question that your answer would be the same as mine. I don't have one. I believe that out of all of the various reclamation projects, waiver pickups, cheap free agents and so forth that the Pirates have picked up, that it's, wow, how many players are we talking about here? Is it Ben Gamel? And Gamel doesn't really count because he wasn't a waiver pickup. He wasn't somebody that you got in the offseason. And neither were, for example, Jose Quintana or Tyler Anderson, both of whom were successful in Pittsburgh. And so is Gamel. Gamel, for what he was expected to do here, I think it's safe to say has exceeded that without getting, too thick on the praise there. But when you look at these other guys, when you look at who they've brought in just on a random basis, here's so-and-so guy off waivers from Seattle or from Cleveland or from wherever. You tell me. I might be missing someone, and I'm being serious here, because there are so bleeping many of them that at any given point, bear in mind, I cover this team. Like, I'm paid to do this. And when you see a guy walk into the batter's box and you go, I have no idea who this is. Or a guy comes in out of the bullpen and he's Colin something or Robert this or whatever that was, and you don't even know who they are. And they're walking around the clubhouse and I see these dudes and I don't know their names and I can't even say hi to them because I don't even recognize them. They might as well be Eli Manning in a disguise pretending to be one of the Pirates. So either this process is a complete and spectacular waste of time, or the Pirates aren't very good at this sort of thing, or both. How about that, right? I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. I'll be back at PNC Park over the weekend. Believe it or not, looking forward to that. You know, that's the job. And we'll have another one of these on Monday.